3.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump appears to have enough Republican support to hold hearings and a vote on his Supreme Court nominee, which he says he plans to name on Saturday.
There are now 51 Republicans who say they are on board for a vote before the election. So now it comes down to a matter of timing. Can this all get done before November the 3rd?
Fox's John Roberts at the White House. The U.S. today hitting another grim milestone from the pandemic, passing 200,000 deaths. There are now nearly 6.9 million confirmed cases across the country. President Trump today again condemning China for its role in the spread of coronavirus.
The United Nations must hold China accountable for their actions.
The president delivering a speech to the United Nations General Assembly via video from the White House because of coronavirus mitigation efforts at the annual meeting. America is listening to Fox News.
I miss the good old days. If you see, one of these days you will, because Dan Black is going to do these for me, but some of the coverage of our show in the 80s and early 90s, almost every single one, you see this gold ashtray loaded with butts. And that era came to an end in 2004. Funny story. When I worked for Rick, in 1992, our current boss, we were in a building adjacent to Interstate 95 on a frontage road, so you could see it from the interstate. And I was doing a request show from 7 to midnight. So when I got there, almost everybody was gone. And the only way you could smoke there was to go outside the building, and there was a door fairly close to the studio, and stand on the porch, have your cigarette, go back in. So I'm on the air at, it's about 7:30 or so. Okay, I'm ready. It was an oldie station, and oldies are tough formats to smoke with because all the songs are 2.5 minutes long. Mm-hmm. But there's a few longer ones. So one of those, it was Witchy Woman by the Eagles. 4 minutes. More than enough time to go back, have a couple of puffs, and then return. So I do that, and the door closes behind me, and then when I turn to look at the door to go back in, the locking mechanism is gone with the punch code that you use to get in. So sometime by the time I arrived, somebody had removed it to do God knows what with it. So I am locked out of the building. I did not have a cell phone. So as quickly as I could, I pounded on a couple of the doors of the building to see if anybody was there. It's not like you take attendance. No response. So I got in my car and drove to a Denny's about 2 blocks down and used the payphone to call Rick, to call the chief engineer. Call Rick, yeah. And it was such a... I did this all rather quickly because I was back in my car with the station on, listening to Witchy Woman and Dead Air. That's such a horrible feeling.
Yes, very disheartening.
And it wouldn't have happened if they didn't have this ridiculous no smoking in the building rule. I blame that. I take responsibility for absolutely nothing. Let's go car shopping, shall we?
Yes.
It is time to go car shopping.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
It's time to love what you drive. If you're not even liking what you drive, life's too short. Do something about it and visit one of the great Jack Ingram stores and find your next vehicle. They have 101 new Volkswagens.
Wow.
At Jack Ingram Volkswagen. And every single one of them, if you go to the webpage, you'll see that they're discounted dramatically. Well over 1,000, and in some cases more than that, on all the great Volkswagen lines like the Jetta, the Taycan, and others. Let's see what they got on monthly specials at Jack Ingram Volkswagen. Hang on, folks. This is professional radio at its best. All right. Low interest financing options. You can even calculate your payment if you're interested. Or better yet, just go to jackingramvolkswagen.com, pick a car out, and the concierge service will be happy to bring it to your home. They can do an on-site appraisal of whatever you're trading and work out all the numbers on-site. Do the final documents via email and deliver the title to your door when it's all done. So you don't even have to leave your house. But it's one of the coolest dealership designs I've ever seen. In fact, I should have mentioned it to our guest, Steve Kirkpatrick. It really is. It's a cool place with a great product line from Volkswagen at jackingramvolkswagen.com. Go there now. It's time to love what you drive. Local news at 5:07.
Askew with Alabama News Network. Wetumpka football has been put on hold for the week. The Indians had 12 players test positive for COVID-19. 8 others are in self-isolation. Elmore County High School has suspended varsity volleyball for 2 weeks due to COVID-19. One player has tested positive, and 13 others are self-isolated due to exposure to a positive case. According to the Alabama Department of Public Health, there have been a total of 131 confirmed COVID-19 cases. 802 are currently in the hospital. The Brentwood Children's Home Golf Tournament fundraiser is this Thursday. The annual event will kick off with the special guest appearances by Alabama State men's basketball coach Mo Williams. Executive Director Gerald Jones says they have COVID-19 safety precautions in place. You can pre-register by calling 334-265-0784. And you can also register on Thursday starting at 11:30 at RTJ at Capitol Hill in Prattville. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Switch to WOW Superfast Internet 100 for $34.99 per month with no contracts and a contact-free installation. For an even better deal, double your internet speed for $5 more. Switch to WOW today. Stay connected. Details at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Weather changes on the way as another tropical system moves this way. This one has a name. The name is Beta. There's a risk for some scattered showers and thunderstorms in the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 65. Tomorrow and Friday, showers and thunderstorms becoming likely. Beta's track will take it across Mississippi and into North Alabama with some locally tropical downpours at times. We'll be in the 70s tomorrow, but low 80s by Friday, and the risk of some lingering showers will continue over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the most pumpkin-y time of the year. There are miles and miles and aisles of pumpkin-y cheer. Pumpkiniest season of all. Pumpkin dough for your pizza and hummus and pitas and pumpkin meatballs. It's the pumpkiniest season of all.
Even outside behind the building just a few minutes ago, watching the sun begin to set. It's now setting before 7 o'clock. There it goes now.
Yeah.
Even the color, the tint of the sky is fall-like. Amazing sunrise this morning, too. But enough about nature. Let's go to the world of money and Mr. Wright on the money. Brant McDonald from McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Good afternoon to you.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone.
Hello.
How's your day?
Well,
it's good. Hey,
I can always count on Rosie. She is the most optimistic person. It's wonderful.
She's got better drugs than I have. Hey, listen, if it weren't for the things that keep me chemically imbalanced, can you imagine how nuts I would be? I have actually gone into volcanic mode with people I agreed with today, like Debbie. I wasn't upset with Debbie. I was making the point that, it was all about a son who threatened his father, if you ever want to see your grandchildren again, don't vote for Trump. If you do, then goodbye. That's the point at which this insanity has gotten.
Yeah, pitiful.
And when I think of my dad and what he went through in World War II, I get very upset about what's happening to America, because this would have turned him inside out to see some of what's going on. So... I did notice it was yesterday was a little bit of a correction, some optimism today. Can you give us some insight on the bounce back?
Yeah, absolutely. If we have clients listening, which we always do, we usually have hundreds of our clients listening to the show, and they'll know exactly what I mean. And Greg, you've seen my office and my monitor. I've got a chart of the S&P 500, and on that chart over the last 10 years, I've got super embedded on the chart the times that the Fed was active in the market, whether they were doing QE, printing money, raising or lowering interest rates, and you can see the impact that it has on the market. And so when you go back to October of 2013, when the Fed stopped their QE program, which is a $1 trillion a month run rate, that's when the S&P 500 stopped going up, and we flatlined. In many respects, we're sort of in the same type scenario now. The Fed came to the rescue. They pumped in all this money. Obviously, we know what Washington did. They came forward with a $2 trillion in stimulus through the PPP and through the SBA disaster loan. A tremendous amount of money creation that was going on, all told, about $6 trillion. That's fueled a massive market rally off the bottom as we began to reopen. And you see where we are now with record low interest rates. The Fed saying they're not going to cut for 2 to 3 years, and now we're bobbing around here at market highs, sort of going sideways. But the market began to get concerned because when the Fed had their meeting, they said, we're going to keep rates low, but we can't continue to do this QE stuff anymore. We need Washington to step in, and we saw a massive correction. The S&P 500 dropped 10%. We got down to around that 10% sell-off, And that was yesterday.
Right.
And we started to see a little bit of buying step in. People coming in, institutions stepping in to sort of buy the dip, if you will.
Yeah, yesterday the market was down far more than it actually finished at. It started rally towards the end of the day, right? Am I reading you correctly here?
That's right. And most people kind of identify with the Dow Jones, so I'll use it in that way. But we were very close to being off intraday yesterday, about 1,000 points, and we ended up being off around 500. And it's become really, really obvious to me now that the Democrats are not going to do anything on stimulus that could potentially help Trump. The only reason they may back down from that is they want to see how the debates go here in about a week or so. They really do. I mean, they do. And if for some, because everyone has downplayed Biden and everyone has said Biden's going to get, excoriated by Trump. And so so Biden doesn't have to do very much for it to be celebrated as a huge victory in the debates. This is how it's all being set up.
Yeah.
So the reality of it is that all of the stimulus that's going direct to consumer or direct to business, all that stuff has gone away now. And so a lot of people out there, a lot of economists, a lot of the folks who are major market participants, are quite concerned about this fiscal cliff and what's going to happen. So if we start to see a little bit of a rollover in the data as we head towards the election, and Biden does a reasonably good job in the debate and is not embarrassed, and the liberal media can step up then and say that he overwhelmingly won the debate and all this stuff.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to envision any scenario where that's possible. I just can't.
I know, but this is what they're doing, and so they're gonna read the tea leaves. Trust me, there's an order to this madness, and they're gonna try to read those tea leaves here in about a week and a half. And if it looks like the polling is trending towards Trump after that debate, they may come in with a little bit of stimulus because that's a double-edged sword. Again, this is all politics.
Right.
It's a double-edged sword because Trump will seize on that and he will say, here we are, in the midst of this, and I'm trying to get money to you, yeah, but Pelosi and Schumer won't do it.
Right.
You see what I mean?
Yes.
So right now the markets are being held hostage around all of this, and this is why I've been saying now for about 2 or 3 weeks that we were going to be volatile. So just prepare for it, because this is the kind of shenanigans,
yeah,
that goes on in a presidential election year. So anyway, that's kind of where we are. The markets are somewhat stabilized today. I mean, yes, we were up a little bit. The Dow was up 140, but still down, for the week. And the NASDAQ had a nice little rally. A lot of money went into these tech names that have been beaten up so badly in the sell-off. Mm-hmm. But the rest of this week, we'll see what happens. But I fully expect that we're going to stay volatile at least for the next couple of weeks. We'll see how these debates go. We'll see how the stimulus talks go. But right now, the market is trying to digest the fact that there's a real possibility of we are not going to get another round of stimulus out of Washington. And the Fed chairman has clearly stated he's not doing any more asset purchases probably for some time.
Is it not disgusting knowing that there are still people hurting from the lockdowns, the unconstitutional lockdowns and all the other stuff, and they are holding these people hostage for political purposes? How could anybody vote for anybody that would do that? That's an obscenity. It's not even dumb or bad. It's an obscenity on the human race. It's just so...
I hear you. I hear you loud and clear, but it's all going to depend on how that debate goes. I'm telling you, and they're if they believe that the debate went well enough, that the polling numbers are holding steady or even possibly going in Biden's direction, you can forget stimulus and you're going to see the market can probably trade lower. If the debates go fairly well for Trump, and the numbers start moving in his direction, and it's an undeniable type of thing. You know what I mean? So yes. That even no matter if we're talking MSNBC, CNN, regardless, they have to acknowledge that there's been a move of the needle in Trump's direction. I promise you, Pelosi and Schumer are going to be ready to deal. Going to be ready to deal because they're going to start getting hit hard by Trump. Because, see, if you notice, Trump dialed it up going into this. He's been saying, I want to do more. I want to do more stimulus. You know, he wants to do more than even his own party does in the Senate.
Right.
So it's all calculated, but we'll know a lot more here in about a week. We'll know a lot more, that's for sure.
All righty. And if Joe shows up and knows what day of the week it is, that's a big win for the mainstream media. Because they all know he's not going to be making any decisions if he somehow ends up in the White House. And if he does, you can reach me at whatever the nearest padded room is.
Well, Wallace, you know, Chris Wallace, he's released all the topics. So the candidates know what the topics are going to be.
Okay.
They can prepare for it. And I believe that there are going to be six 15-minute segments. I might be wrong on that, but I think that's what it is.
Joe went to Wisconsin yesterday for one stop and was too tired to come out today. How's he going to get through 3 hours? I can't see that happening. And yeah. I think the biggest risk to Trump personally is that he doesn't make it look like he's beating up a helpless old man. But we'll all see in soon enough time, won't we, Brent?
Yes, we will. Yes, we will.
In the meantime,
that's for sure.
Whatever the case, you always have to be ready, no matter who's president, no matter who's doing what, whatever life is delivering, who anticipated the coronavirus and what accompanied that this year. The people that were prepared, that had a nest egg, have navigated this with a lot less stress than those who didn't. So it's a great idea to start yours like today. Call 387-0094. Sit down with Brent. Meet the amazing people at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. And start a plan. You don't have to turn your life inside out. You just have, it's about money management. Being a little bit smarter, more managerial about the money you work so hard to make. You'll feel better after you have that conversation. And that's what the first meeting is. A conversation about you and your goals. 387-0094, McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. Brent, we will talk tomorrow, my friend.
Yes, we will. I look forward to it.
Likewise.
Y'all stay safe.
Will do.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at?
I believe she will be calling in shortly. So let's get some traffic. And now that it's officially fall, we can move ahead one season on our bits. And we're going to hear from somebody. In fact, very appropriately, following up our money segment with Brandt, a guy who gives it away.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest update. Very congested on Taylor Road now from Vaughn Road all the way over to I-85, and that congestion continues to the Atlanta Highway. We've also got a very busy Atlanta Highway outbound from downtown. The 31's very busy now, and congestion on East South Boulevard, Troy Highway in front of Baptist at Norman Bridge Road and Highway 331. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery, just very, very busy. Well, you can get a minimum of $2,000 trade on anything you can ride, roll, chase, or drag on the lot at Reinhardt Prattville. Cars, trucks, SUVs, they are all at Reinhardt in Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell James.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all. From brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, Free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Sounds like a job for AC.
It's our fourth annual truckload sale.
And have we got an irresistible offer for you?
Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by LeQuire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyluquire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyluquire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
License number 84417.
The amount of your tax dollars that return to Alabama each year depends on you completing the 2020 census. Alabama is in trouble if you aren't counted. It's easy to do and takes just a few minutes to complete. Go to 2020census.gov and do it now. If you don't have access to the internet, call 844-330-2020. Again, 844-330-2020 to answer the questions. Can we count on you right now? Sponsored by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh, what up, man? How was the concert?
Sucked.
I mean, my buddies got busted for drinking in the parking lot. Santa's not bringing me anything this year.
Don't worry about it, man.
You always get a visit from something, Claus.
Who's that?
Yeah. Everybody gets something.
Everybody's been naughty. Everybody's got flaws. If you've been crossed off Santa's list, here comes Santa Claus.
Was a girl named Sheila. Had a man with a van. They were supposed to go to dinner, but he had other plans. He said she was domineering. Tried to take her diamond earrings. Said that she was profiteering. Soon he would be disappearing. She got mad. Slashed his tires, pulled a phone on Richard Pryor. Santa said, you know, like a qualifier. But you know what I say? Everybody's getting something. Everybody's getting something. And I ain't talking about no toys. I give cash. White envelopes filled with 20s, sometimes 50s. Cash. And where am I getting this cash? Hey, man, we don't need to talk about that. For the man, works super long hours, does everything he can. One day he had all he could handle, threw a fit and caused a scandal, broke his computer into shambles. The mess he made was quite substantial. Got fired, got arrested, got thrown out from repossession. Santa said, man, you've been rejected, but you know what I say, everybody's getting something.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, a little visit from Something Claus. We'll hear him a few times between now and December 25th, I'm sure, at 5:28. They're holding their breath for the next big tantrum. They're supposed to make an announcement on the Breonna Taylor case tonight, and the protesters are already there. We'll see what happens. And?
Yeah, hi.
Hey.
I wanted to say something about Mr. Biden.
Yes.
I'm going to preface this with telling you that I spent 4 years caring for my father with Alzheimer's in my home.
Right.
I see very clearly, and so do a large number of the people on several pages that handle people who are giving care to Alzheimer's patients.
Right.
That he is clearly exhibiting...
Yeah.
Signs of dementia. This is for people who are experienced in this, not just, you know,
right.
People who haven't had any experience. This is people with hands-on. They see it.
Yes.
They see it. There is dementia coming through there, and somebody should, I don't know, slap Jill Biden for letting her husband be used like this. I don't like his policies, but you don't do that.
It's elder abuse.
It is clearly elder abuse. It's using a person in ways that they can't understand and they can't handle. And it's just, it's cruel to him. And whether I like his policies or not has no bearing on the fact that this is wrong.
Agreed. Completely agree.
And I just wanted to make that statement.
I'm glad you did.
Anybody, anybody who's had experience with people with Alzheimer's or various kinds of dementia can see it
yes.
so clearly.
I've seen it in my own life with people I've known, and look, even any lay person knows something's not right there. And I totally believe that Trump has to navigate that very carefully because you don't want to appear to be bullying somebody who can't debate you. Not because of what their politics are, because they don't have, they're in that condition. Thank you for the call, Ann. I think that, but we've been saying that for months, and so has David Blackman and others. This is elder abuse, the Joe Biden campaign. Hey, look who's on the phone. Jacqueline.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, what you doing? Are you still at the beach?
No, I'm at my dad's. So today's my dad's birthday. He's getting ready to walk in the door. And we just, like, decorated the whole house while he was out getting dinner. We made him go pick up his own dinner. So we could decorate the whole house in, like, a safari theme. So he's going to be walking in any minute.
Oh,
so yeah.
Does that mean you might have to drop the phone to yell
surprise? I may have to. I may, but like I won't like just hang up. I won't be like totally rude about it. Like I gotta go. So yeah, what a time to be alive, right?
Oh man, now this situation in Kentucky, because it's not about what the truth is. It's, you know, they didn't wait for any information on George Floyd. This will be another excuse if they don't get what they want. Although I love what Governor DeSantis did or suggested
in
Florida.
Yeah, did you see how he upped the ante on anybody who, what's the word I'm looking for, purposely protests and hurts another individual and the law enforcement.
Right.
He announced that today. So,
Good for him.
I think that we have to take a stance on these things because it's, you know, it's like, I don't know. I listen to Ben Shapiro. I happen to be a big Ben Shapiro fan.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to his podcast yesterday, and he was like, if anything, we need to go ahead and fill the seat now because you have to show to the left that, like, these antics don't work. Like, we're not going to cower down to your threats and your demands. Even more reason to fill the seat, even though you have a constitutional right to do so. That's besides the point.
There's a word I saw today for it, tantrum politics.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a couple words for it.
Yeah, me too. They've had, you know, Chuck Schumer was in that mode today. He wasn't kicking and screaming physically, but he was. And he got called out, too. He got heckled at his press conference with all the threats.
And, you know, but here's the thing. RGB, like I'm sure you know because you know me, like, I have a lot of respect for her as a female, as an attorney. She was a trailblazer. She's a brilliant, brilliant woman. She really did have a passion for equality and equal rights on all sides of the political spectrum. That being said, if she really cared about her seat, quote unquote, her seat, she would have retired 10 years ago. I mean, they thought that Hillary was a shoo-in. She held on, and then she got stuck on the bench for 3 more years. Well, 3.5, you know, until she unfortunately passed away. I mean, she got diagnosed with pancreatic cancer 11 years ago.
That's an amazing survival.
Yeah, it is.
In itself.
So.
Yeah, you know, and here's your ticket to the left. When she died, there were people on Twitter cursing her soul for not retiring when Obama was president. So
because humanity is horrible. Like, I'm literally watching my dad on the map here, like, pull down our street, guys. But here's the thing. I know, like, I'm watching the Life 360 app. Jared just brought the phone in here to be like, we're watching your dad. So as soon as he parks, I'm be like, yo, I got to go. But
Right. Here's
the thing. People need to get over themselves. First and foremost, as much as politics matters in our lives and it affects our day-to-day lives, at the end of the day, it's just politics, people. Like, lighten up. Like, we have a say in it, and we have a control in it. Just vote. Just get out there and vote. Like, don't let it ruin family relationships. Don't let it ruin your friendships. But some of these left-wing liberals are just losing their mind.
Yeah,
see the lady cursing in her car, like, screaming?
Yes.
Have I sent you that video? Oh, my God. What a loony tune. Like,
I just
get a grip.
A magazine column or some website column by a guy who told his father, you can pick between Donald Trump or me and your grandchildren.
So sad.
It is. It's like, listen, I have plenty of friends of mine, plenty of acquaintances, plenty of colleagues that are not the same ticket that I am. Mm. And you know what? That's okay. Because how boring would it be if we were all the same, you know? Like, there's a reason why the system works. But at the end of the day, like, I think the left has just taken this to this crazy extreme to where it's not personal, it's politics.
Yeah.
Come on,
yeah.
It's a game. Like, and I have all my leftist friends on Facebook, like, they're freaking out over this. And I'm like, it sucks when the shoe's on the other foot, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It sucks when we have the upper hand, doesn't it? Well, guess what? It's how you play the game.
Mm-hmm.
And when you play the game, you know, how many, like they've played the game.
His royal obnoxiousness, Obama say, I won. That was his justification for doing anything. I won!
Well, guess what? So did Donald Trump 3.5 years ago. He's going to win in November.
Yep,
he
yeah.
won. We elected him. He has the right as president of the United States to appoint a Supreme Court justice. And Steve is here, so I got to go.
All right.
I love y'all. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Good work, Jacqueline. Right. Good Bye. Work. If anybody could execute a maneuver like that, she can.
She did.
She's amazing. And during the day, she's just an incredible manager of time. But you just heard a good example of her grasp of the law. And when she's talking in her career wheelhouse, that's the kind of person you're going to want on your side if you have to go through a divorce. Male or female, they specialize in representing men. And I know personally of two men locally who got hit with changes to their custody arrangement out of the blue. The ex playing games, whatever you want to describe it. And she was there to step into those situations to make sure that did not happen. So you want somebody who is a passionate advocate in representing you, not somebody who is ugly or vicious or mean, just somebody who has the passion and the knowledge to make sure that you're not hurt in any legal way, shape, or form in a situation. They also do family law. They're also connected to our friend Amy Hampton, who specializes in bankruptcy, and with almost 33% of people facing some type of financial crisis after this pandemic, she can be of help too. Don't let financial stresses break up your family, as can happen. A consultation is advised. They'll be honest if you're honest, and at least you'll know where you stand. 819-4810 is the number for Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law. They are family people themselves, so they take this seriously at a level that will work for you because they know the feelings that go along with this that are in play. 819-4810. DivorceForMenAlabama.com. 537.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Well, this is our situation right now. We have an accident on Taylor Road. If you're passing Plantation Way headed to Vaughn Road, it's going to be right in front of the Applebee's. Use caution there. Minor accident. Hopefully, they'll get that out of the way. That's the only accident that we have that is working on Taylor Road. Other one's taking care of itself, but we do have a very congested I-85. A slowdown from Taylor Road over to Chantilly Parkway. Very heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. We've got a very busy East-South Boulevard, Atlanta Highway. The 31s are busy. Buckle up and drive carefully out there this afternoon. No other accidents to tell you about at this time. Create your own deal and buy your new Toyota online at ReinhartToyota.com. Buying a Toyota's never been easier. Visit the showroom or shop online. ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's that time of year again, where an afternoon thunderstorm can pop out of nowhere, bringing damaging winds and power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters and stoves no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/rebates. Now that's fuel for good.
We're just at the beginning of a great journey of exploration.
Tonight,
Carl Sagan's visionary series returns with Cosmos Possible Worlds.
We're going to venture into the future we can still have.
Across our universe and inside our minds, new worlds await.
Dream of virtually infinite possible worlds.
Neil deGrasse Tyson hosts Cosmos Possible Worlds, the two-hour broadcast premiere tonight on Fox.
Tonight on Fox 20.
Customers, students, and staff expect a new level of clean. Cintas has the essential products and services to help you carry out cleaning protocols effectively. Cintas performs surface sanitizer and disinfectant spray services to common touch points, installs and refills touchless hand sanitizer dispensers, and provides commercial laundry services to help minimize employee exposure. Give everyone the confidence they need to keep coming back. Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Weather changes on the way as another tropical system moves this way. This one has a name. The name is Beta. There's a risk for some scattered showers and thunderstorms in the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 65. Tomorrow and Friday, showers and thunderstorms becoming likely. Beta's track will take it across Mississippi and into North Alabama with some locally tropical downpours at times. We'll be in the 70s tomorrow, but low 80s by Friday, and the risk of some lingering showers will continue over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's census time, and Menthol Meredith has her thoughts.
Well, I finally filled out my census. Yep, last night there was a knock on my door, and I figured it was either the pizza boy or a fugitive. So I opened up the door, and it was this nice fella taking the census. I'd been avoiding it because I thought they might ask me something that would put me in violation of parole. But come to find out, the questions are just a snooze fest. In fact, when he asked me if I had any feedback, I gave him these suggestions of questions they ought to add to spice it up a little. Number one, what's the largest animal you've ever struck with your vehicle? Number two, how many tattoos do you got that are misspelled? Oh, I just went on and on. He finally told me he had to go. But if next time y'all take the census and they ask you who would win in a cage fight, Reba or Shania, just know that question was added by me.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
The game is redeem the winning word from this morning at 272-9228. And caller 7 right now at 272-9228 will win lunch for two, although that lunch can occur anytime between 10:30 in the morning, 5 in the afternoon, at Wing Fingers, Bob Baumhauer's newest thing. By the way, we will be at Wing Fingers again tomorrow night, we hope.
Wing Fingers?
At Baumhauer's on the Boulevard.
Okay.
Wing Fingers. We would like to do something down there.
Right.
We just haven't been able to work the when's and where's out on that. 272-9228. Jesse gave you the word this morning. And let's, can we have a little exciting driving contest music? We got to find something better, but we'll have to use this for now. Is you are caller one, try again quickly. Hey there, caller two, try right back. You're caller three, call right back. You're caller four, please try again. You're caller five. Okay, now the lines have to reset. Just some more as well. I hate to be the one to tell you, but you're caller six. You missed by one. And who's on this line here?
Nella?
Hello?
Yes. Who is this?
Yeah. Which, did I dial the wrong number?
No. But what is your name?
Oh, Chris.
Chris. Okay, Chris, do you have the wing finger winning word?
I think I got the right day. Was it menu?
You're yes. A winner. Yes.
There you go. See, that wasn't so hard, right?
No, outstanding.
Have you ever won anything before?
No, sir.
Well, see, everybody
not,
says
not on
that.
The radio. I've been lucky in a couple other places, but not on the radio or the casino.
Hey, well, you know, we could trade stories sometime. Come up to Baumhauer some Wednesday night. We'll see who can out-talk the other in that regard.
Sounds good, sir.
I'm going to put you on hold. You got a lunch for two at Wing Fingers, so you and a guest will enjoy your Wing Fingers as a salad, sandwich for dipping, sides, crinkle-cut fries, the amazing gooey fries. You can also have a Wing Finger bowl, too. A refreshment, a beverage, and free parking in the RSA headquarters building at 201 Union. Hang on, Chris, and you are good to go. And we will do it again tomorrow morning.
Hey, Chris.
Unless I have a lapse in memory, we usually do the winning word every hour, starting sometime after 6, three times between 6 and 9. Local news.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. The Brentwood Children's Home Golf Tournament fundraiser is this Thursday. The annual event will kick off with the special guest appearances by Alabama State men's basketball coach Mo Williams. Executive Director Gerald Jones says they have COVID-19 safety precautions in place. You can pre-register by calling 334-265-0784. And you can also register on Thursday starting at 11:30 at RTJ at Capitol Hill in Prattville. Wetumpka football has been put on hold for the week. The Indians had 12 players test positive for COVID-19. 8 others are in self-isolation. Elmore County High School has suspended varsity volleyball for 2 weeks due to COVID-19. One player has tested positive, and 13 others are self-isolated due to exposure to a positive case. According to the Alabama Department of Public Health, there have been a total of 131 confirmed COVID-19 cases. 802 are currently in the hospital. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
All right, earlier in the show, we love the Hodge twins. They're African-American comedians who have committed the ultimate sin by being black and very much in the red. And they did a thing today on Alexandria Ocasio, or as we call her, Occasional Cortex, with her plea to Mitch McConnell. It was Ruth Bader Ginsburg's final wish. How could you be so thoughtless and cruel? Doesn't it say in the Constitution that if a Supreme Court judge has a final wish not to be replaced, that they have to obey that? Isn't that the law of the land? I've got like 1 minute left on this that I would like to play.
On the left, y'all always claim on the right, we trample the Constitution. Yeah. What the hell y'all think y'all trying to do?
Yeah.
Look, y'all stomping it. Spitting on it, burning it, threw it in the trash a long time ago. Yeah, the judge, whoever's going out, they don't get to pick that successor.
Yeah.
They don't get that option. That's never happened. So why are you on Twitter talking about they in violation? A dying wish. And you don't know what the next play is, and you in Congress. I mean, her dying wish was this. Don't pick a Supreme Court justice to replace me until we have a new president. Okay, the election comes up in November. Trump gets reelected.
Is he considered a new president?
No, he's reelected. So we got to wait till after Trump does his 8 years? That's her dying wish. It don't work like that. This country cannot function without all the Supreme Court justices. Yeah. Because this election, if it's a contested election, mm-hmm. we need this Supreme Court.
Yeah.
So we can't have a 4-4 tie.
Yeah.
We got to have all the justice.
Yeah, you let the president do his job. And if you don't know what his next play is, like I said, it's in the Constitution. The president picks a nominee, and then the Senate confirms it. That's
the way it works. And here to confirm that information is Legal Eagle and local heartthrob, Chad.
Cocaine man.
God, what kind of a phone are you on? I think you just ruptured all my eardrums.
Cocaine Mitch is dominating again.
Yes.
Do people understand why they call him Cocaine Mitch?
Honestly,
he had a wacko Democrat opponent in his last race who said he was a cocaine addict. And so now they call him Cocaine Mitch. And anytime he does what he's done, and that is dominate the Democrats in the Senate, somebody puts up the meme with the Cocaine Mitch meme. And he has played this masterfully, hasn't he?
Yes.
I think the only thing that's going to be just as enjoyable is, although I'm already watching the meltdown, you know, CNN Chris Dilla has already admitted that Mitch McConnell has beat the Democrats again, once again. But it is going to be fun watching our current Democrat senator lose his race resoundingly.
Oh, man.
Tuberville, yeah. Yeah,
although they are running spots, I occasionally look up here in the morning and I see a spot with him there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I have no doubt about it. He's running his spots and everything, but I think the last poll I saw, Tuberville up by 21 points.
They'll call that race about 7:01 p.m.
Yeah, yeah. Let me just make a word of warning to folks out there about polls, all right? Do not go and read the Real Clear Politics, the average
don't
poll.
Oh, that's bullcrap.
That's a major mistake. If you want to get a good laugh, go pull up the Real Clear Politics predictions poll by poll in the 2016 election. And you will see out of about 60 polls, only 5 had Trump, right? Only 5. And the other thing is, most of those polls are national numbers. They're not looking at battleground states. They're not looking at electoral college. So you can, as happened with Trump, you can lose the election by 3-4 million votes and still have a landslide electorally, you know. So I just caution people not to read those polls. A lot of those polls are push polls, and they're designed to
They oversample even Fox. Fox is the worst. They oversample Democrats by about 10 or 20 points.
Right. So I just looked at the new Michigan Ipsos Reuters poll, and it oversamples Democrats by 6 percentage points. And, of course, it shows Biden up by 4 points. And not only that, it undersampled independents by a pretty. He only gave 11%.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, ridiculous. And they gave the Democrats 46%.
You would think after 6 months of Gretchen Whitmer in the lockdown that they would be begging to overthrow.
Here's the other two things that Trump's got going for him that Biden. In fact, Michael Moore was screaming about it today about the fact that they have no ground game in Michigan.
Yeah.
They have no ground game anywhere. They're spending all their money on analytics, Twitter, Facebook, and internet stuff. They're not on the ground in these towns, right? And that is there. And the other thing is, Trump has the field to himself. He yesterday he was in Ohio, two rallies in Ohio. And there's no Biden coming to Ohio, right? He's got rallies every day, probably for the next 50 days, 40-something days.
Yeah.
And Biden is staying in his basement. And, you know, Biden had one event this morning at 9:22 in the morning, and that was it. He was done for the day because he got too exhausted.
Yeah,
the
big trip to Wisconsin to see what? There was like 4 dozen socially distanced people in a union hall.
Apparently, his own campaign said he was tired. I'm like, oh, my God. This guy took one trip. Trump took 2 in one day and gave an hour and a half extemporaneous.
I don't know if you heard the call earlier from Ann, but she was pretty adamant about what's going on insofar as Joe's condition. And this is elder abuse. We don't want to win for legitimate reasons, but what they're doing to him is beyond pathetic. Chad, I'm out of time.
All right, buddy. You have a great one, okay? We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks. I know this because I see Rusty Aldrich sitting nearby. It's 5:54.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Skywatch traffic with your latest update. Still got that accident working on Taylor Road. This is going to be right in front of the Applebee's just before Vaughn Road. Still very congested on Taylor, also on I-85 northbound from Taylor to Chantilly. A little bit of a slowdown there. Still a lot of traffic out that way this afternoon. We're still busy on Atlanta Highway, the 31s. eSouth Boulevard still very congested. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery, but everything's rolling smoothly. Everything for fall is at Midtown Plaza. Shop Verizon, then eat at CC's Pizza, Hunan Garden, or American Deli. Midtown Plaza and straight off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chase.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey, folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. Starting at only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And because it's on sale now for only $22.99, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact and affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
This is Billy with AutoSave Tire and Auto. We are constantly getting calls about what we do. Well, we do it all, from oil changes to engines and transmissions. We sell almost all brands of tires, including Michelin, Cooper, Toyo, Nitto, and more. We also do those pesky check engine light and tire sensor lights. So if you need vehicle repair, tire, suspension, front end alignment, brakes, water pump, or that pesky check engine light to go off, call us. AutoSave Tire and Auto in Prattville or Montgomery. Or check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
You run a business and you need better wireless. Three words, no more compromise. With the T-Mobile Business Advantage, you get the largest 5G network, award-winning customer support, and insanely great value. No trade-offs. Right now, get up to 90 days of unlimited free on business plans when you switch via bill credits. Stop in to find out more. Plus taxes and fees for some plans. Complete port within 60 days. Customers over 50 gigabytes per month have lower speeds during congestion. Video at 480p, unlimited on our network. See T-Mobile.com for 5G devices, coverage, and plan details.
Switch to WOW Super Fast Internet 100 for $34.99 per month with no contracts and a contact-free installation. For an even better deal, double your internet speed for $5 more. Switch to WOW today. Stay connected. Details at WOWWay.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
Thanks to David Blackman. Thanks to Rosie Brock. Now, tomorrow morning, Jesse will be here and so will Rich Thomas. Jay is doing well. He expects to be out of the hospital tomorrow. Hopefully he'll feel up to calling in and sharing that great breakfast with us. Have a great night. Thanks for punching us up.
Hey, that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's